USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin called on Congress to work with the Trump administration to pass additional stimulus legislation by the end of this month as the coronavirus pandemic continues to inject uncertainty into how quickly the economy can recover. The request comes as the virus continues to surge in many areas as millions of Americans are about to see their expanded unemployment insurance benefits expire on the 27th. Lawmakers are expected to embark on an intense stretch of negotiations over what would be the fourth significant bailout package since the virus started. In testimony before the House Committee on Small Business, Mnuchin said the next round of money to support the economy should be targeted specifically to help industries that have been hardest hit by the pandemic, as well as smaller, locally owned business and low to middle income families. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The City Council of Minneapolis, Minnesota has now approved a resolution officially declaring racism a public health emergency. The resolution comes nearly 2 months after George Floyd died after a white Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck. Mayor Jacob Frey said in a press release, systemic racism is among the greatest long-term threats our city and nation are facing, and the last 2 months have made that reality painfully clear. He also said the passing of this resolution means we as local elected officials understand that anti-racism must be centered in all that we do to work to ensure Minneapolis is at the forefront of achieving racial equality. Neiman Marcus is asking a federal bankruptcy court in Texas to allow over $10 million in pay raises for CEO Jeffrey Van Riemsdyk and seven other executives as the company goes through debt restructuring. The proposed compensation plan covers staff who are critical to day-to-day operations during the bankruptcy process. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The president tried to block the release of a relative's book all about him, but now it's too late, and here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The president's niece, Mary Trump's tell-all book, has sold a staggering 950,000 copies by the end of its first day on sale. That's according to Simon & Schuster, the publisher. It's ordered a 14th printing of the book already. When completed, it will bring the number of hardcover copies in print to over 1,150,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Game show host Alex Trebek gave viewers a health update for the first time in months on YouTube. The legendary Jeopardy host told fans he's doing well.
I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great. In fact, during the break from the studio, I even wrote a book that will be coming out July 21st. Once again, I can't wait to return to the studio and start recording shows for the new season in September.
The book is titled, The Answer Is Reflections on My Life. Trebek announced he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer on March 2019. He's faced several rounds of chemotherapy and has kept fans of the show updated throughout his journey. In March, he celebrated beating the one-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients, which currently stands at only 17%. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.